So when you feel an opportunity to say whatever's on your heart, yeah, praise God. In the book of Ephesians chapter 1, we've been looking into knowing and understanding God's power. Say, I can know God's power. I can understand God's power. Now, we may not understand all the intricate ways of how God moves, but we can learn to recognize when God's power is in operation so that we could hook up with it. Amen? You know, if you had an invitation to a party, and you know that this party was going to be the best party that you'd ever gone to, but you didn't know where it was, wouldn't you want to find out? So that you could what? Be a part of it. So God wants you to find out about his power. Yeah. Why? So that you can be a part of it. So that it can benefit you. See, God's power doesn't just come about without reason. God's power is most manifested where faith is. Where someone is participating with that power, where they realize that they can't do anything about their situation, but they know that someone can. Amen? Amen? You may not know how to change your situation, but you know the one who can. Amen. You know, like when God took Ezekiel, he brought him by the hand of God into the valley of the dry bones, and God asked him this question: can these bones live? And Ezekiel's thinking in his mind, now these bones, I don't know if they can live or not, they're bones. And I love his answer. He said, you know, Lord, you know. Amen? Amen? When he said that, God told him what to do. Prophesy to those bones. Yeah. Speak to those bones. When he spoke, he heard a click, clack, click, clack, click, clack. Amen? And the bones started coming together. Now, Ezekiel would have probably never thought that if he spoke to bones, that the bones would listen to him. But because God said, speak to the bones, he was on the right track. Let's read verse 16, Ephesians chapter 1. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto who? Say, may give unto me. So God, he is praying for God to give you something. What's he want to give you? The spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. So God wants you to get some insight into him. Can you say amen? Amen. Then he said, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints is, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to who? To usward, who what? Who believe. You can experience God's power simply by believing. But in order to do that, he's got to give you some wisdom, some understanding, and some revelation, and some knowledge. Amen? So the Bible says that Jesus is our wisdom. So in order to get the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding that you need, you got to be where Jesus is being talked about, Jesus is being preached, and Jesus is allowed to move. Amen? Otherwise, You will lack in the wisdom. If you lack the wisdom, then you lack in understanding his power that works in you. Right? We need those things in the beginning, okay? Now, in the Bible, God's power is often described in two ways, as a hand or an arm. You ever hear the phrase, the long arm of the law? What is that speaking about? Does the law have stretchy arms that it can just... No, it's not speaking about... It means it's power, its scope of authority, the long arm of the law. If you commit a crime, we're going to find you out. Right? So often these two phrases, hand and arm, often describes God's power. All right? Go down to verse 20. Now he's talking about the power which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him down at his own what? Right hand. Okay? If you are down, if you've fallen, how are you going to get up? Someone has to pick you up. What are they going to use to pick you up? A shovel? A forklift? They're going to use their hands and their arms. Okay? Now, I want you to get this picture. Hands and arms. See, God is a personal God. And he loves to touch people. All right? But in order to receive God's touch, you've got to be in close proximity because his power is at arm's length. Does that mean that God's power can't go any further? No. But in order for it, God's power to benefit you, you've got to draw close to him. You know, the woman with the issue of blood for 12 years, she tried the doctors. She tried everything else, but what she had to come close to God to access his power. She had to get close enough to him so that she could touch him because his power was there. And when she reached out, see, that was an act of faith. Her faith made a demand on the power that was already there. And just like she made a demand on God's power, you today, right now, can make a demand on God's power. Well, I don't believe in commanding or demanding God. You're not commanding or demanding him. You're commanding his power. Praise God. So, let me just give you these scriptures. Isaiah 53:1. We'll just go there quickly and look at it. It says this. Who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Notice, it's revealed to those who believe the report. You're not going to get to see the arm unless you believe the report. I'm talking about accessing God's power. The title of my message today is Getting Within Reach of God's Power. God's power is within your reach. Amen? But sometimes, you know, if you walk up to a young child, 3-4 years old, how does the parent know that they want them to pick them up? They extend their arms. And when they extend their arms, then the father or the parent reaches down, picks them up, and holds them up. If they were crying, if they were upset in that one moment, everything has changed because they know that they're in the secure arms. Hallelujah. They reached out. They accessed what was already available to them. Oh, help me, Lord. Help me, help me. Help me, Lord. Hallelujah. All right? Deuteronomy 9:29, it says, they were brought forth with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. So when Israel was captive in Egypt, God literally reached down to Egypt. Why? Because first of all, he heard their cry. Secondly, he raised up a deliverer. And every time Moses raised his hands or moved his arms, something happened, because God's power is representative of his hand or his arm. God, oh, get this. Your arms and your hands are an extension of his arms and his hands. Believers shall what? Lay hands on who? And what's going to happen? See, when you as a believer lay hands on the sick, God is taking your, he's putting his hand in your hand and his power through you, and God's going to do the work. Your hands are God's hands. Your arms are God's arms. We are the body of Christ. We are an extension of the anointed one. And the same anointing that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. You were bought with a price. Your body is not your own. Your body is not for you to do whatever you want to do with it. Your body is a vessel. It could be a vessel of honor or dishonor. Do you know that if you're hindered in your body, you can't do what God wants you to do? That'd be like me trying to cross a lake without a boat. Unless I walk on water, I'm certainly not swimming the whole length of the lake. You need a boat. The boat is the tool that you can use to get across. Your body is God's tool that he needs to use on this earth. And he has made it possible for bodies to be filled with his Holy Spirit so that his work could be done. Praise God. Are you seeing this? Man, I'm excited. I can hardly contain myself. How many has ever ridden on an elevator? Okay. In order to access that elevator, what do you have to do? You have to press the button. You could press it with your foot. You could headbutt it. Of course, I've never seen that done. But see, if you simply reach out and touch the button, if the elevator is not where it's supposed to be, that pressing of the button signals the elevator to come to where you are. Oh, are you seeing this? God's got a button. And to access his power, you just got to reach out and touch that button. And if his power isn't where it needs to be, it will come to where you are. By that simple act of accessing that button. We have been given access to God's power. God's power is accessible. His resurrection power, his saving power, his delivering power, his providing power is accessible to every believer. There are different ways that God manifests himself. In Acts 10, the Holy Ghost fell at Cornelius' house. But what happened? Cornelius accessed God's heart by his prayers and by his giving. You read it. What did God notice about Cornelius? His prayers and his giving. They access God's heart. So God is now getting the power to Cornelius. He said, you need to go contact Peter. Now, I don't know if Cornelius and Peter ever met, but God told Cornelius exactly where to go to access what he needed. So Cornelius sent men to Peter. Peter came with men, and he didn't know why he was there, because God said, go, doubting nothing. And he went and showed up. He just started speaking words. Peter was preaching, and right in the middle of his message, God decided to interrupt and fall out of heaven, and all the Gentiles in Cornelius' house got filled with the Holy Ghost, and the Jews were surprised. They said, they got what we got. Say that. Say, I got what they got.
I got what they got.
Jairus and the woman with the issue of blood, they access God's power by coming to him. Both Jairus and the woman with the issue of blood got out of their comfort zone. They got out of their familiar. The woman was in pain. Well, if you were losing blood for 12 years, how would you feel? Anemic? Weak? How many's ever given blood? Do you feel like Superman when you're done? You feel drained. But in her weakened state, she made her way to Jesus and she accessed that power.
Hallelujah.
And Jairus came and worshiped him. He touched God in such a way that Jesus was willing to come with him to his house to touch his daughter. He pressed the elevator and Jesus was showing up at his house. Okay? These are just a few that I went through the Bible. Barnabas, he accessed God by crying out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And when they told him to be quiet, he got louder. Listen, if you need a miracle and you're crying out, don't listen to the voices that say shut up. Don't listen to the voices in your mind that say quit, stop, you're not going to get it. That's a lie. You got to press through. Because, like I said, faith accesses God's power, not laziness. Too many people want the power of God to come to them. Bless me, Lord, bless me. And God's saying, bless me. Maybe you need to worship a little bit. Maybe you need to pray in tongues a little bit. Maybe you need to calm your mind a little bit so that the Holy Ghost can actually get your attention and speak to you and give you the instruction that you need to access the power. Maybe you got too many distractions in your life. Maybe you didn't pray about your schedule. And okay, God, I can fit you in here. No. No, if you're trying to fit in God, then don't worry about trying to fit in a miracle. If you try to fit God into your schedule, he might say, well, I'm sorry, I don't have a miracle. I have to fit you into my schedule. Ooh, we're hitting it, Lord. We're hitting it. In Matthew 8, a leper came and worshiped him. And his worship accessed the power of God, which cleansed his body. His worship brought cleansing. But he had to overcome self-consciousness. Leprosy destroys your skin. There are different types of leprosy. It can even cause parts of your body to fall off. But this leper said, I'm going to worship him. His worship accessed the power. Okay? In Luke 5, God's power was accessed by some guys who let down a guy on a mat from the roof. Jesus said he saw their faith. Faith must be recognizable. You know, it doesn't take faith to do nothing. Come on. Faith doesn't do nothing. And if that's a double negative, so be it. Faith does something. It doesn't take any faith to do nothing. In John 2, the power of God was activated because servants did what he said. Go fill the pots with water. When they did what he said, a transformation took place, and water was turned into wine. God's power was accessed. You can't even make wine out of water in the natural. Jesus totally changed the chemistry of the liquid simply because servants did what they were told to do. Now, if you don't do what God says in His written word, number one, you're not qualified to hear His spoken word. It's time that we as believers actually practice what we believe. Come on. I can see beads of sweat forming on some people. The Syrophoenician's daughter in Matthew 15, she accessed God's power to get her daughter delivered from a demonic oppression because she refused to quit. She was called a dog. She was told to be quiet. She was said she's of the wrong race. And she said, "Yay, Lord, I am a dog, but I just need a crumb." She hung in there for a crumb, and she got her daughter's deliverance. See, but some Christians don't want to settle for a crumb. If I can't get the whole thing, I don't want it all. Then you lose out. Because you quit so easily. You give up so easily. I'm so glad that Jesus didn't quit, that He didn't give up, that He didn't stop on His way to Calvary. I'm so glad that He carried the cross. He was hung on the cross. He followed through. I'm showing you ways of how you can access God's power. These are a variety of ways. Peter caught an amazing catch of fish that almost sank two boats because of Jesus' spoken word. He didn't feel like it. Now, let's be honest. You ready to take a poll? I don't want anybody's hands raised. All right? But do you actually, how many people actually felt like coming today? And you came anyway because you didn't go by what you felt. See, sometimes to access God's power, you got to go against what you feel. Too many times your feelings are keeping you away from a miracle. Well, I don't feel like tithing today. Really? Okay. Then God doesn't feel like opening the windows of heaven either. Did you know that He opens heaven based on your tithe? If you're not tithing, the windows of heaven are closed. But see, it takes faith to act on God's word. In Mark 7:31, a deaf mute was healed because he begged Jesus to place his hands on him. And when he did, he cast out the spirit that couldn't see and couldn't speak, and he both saw and spoke. He accessed God's power. What is my point in saying this? If they can access God's power, so can you. Accessing God's power is easier than you think. Oh, I'm not worthy. By the blood of Jesus Christ, you are, so that excuse is out the door. Jesus' blood made you worthy. So stop that nonsense. You're not being worthy. That's ridiculous. Jesus doesn't die for unworthy people because He makes you worthy. He sits you with Him in heavenly places. He raises you up. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead will also raise you up. He wouldn't share His benefits with someone He didn't think was worthy. So you better eradicate those thoughts. Those are stupid thoughts from the devil. He's a liar. If the devil's telling you you're unworthy, you better know that you are worthy. You know what? How many know the story of Jabez? My goodness, Jabez prayed a selfish prayer. He asked the Lord, he said, "Bless me." Say that with me. Say, "Lord, bless me. Let's say it one more time. Say, Lord, bless me. One more time. Say, Lord, bless me. Good. All the religious devils just left. Because we said it three times, that's the number of God. See, the more you say that, the more you'll be convinced of that. My goodness, there's an anointing here. In Luke 17, there were 10 lepers. They stood a little bit away from Jesus and they said, Jesus, would you heal? They asked Jesus for mercy. Did you know that healing is a display of his mercy? Okay, 10 of those were the leprosy stopped. But one out of the 10, when he saw what was done, he came back and he worshiped him. Jesus said, you've been restored to health, which means the others had their leprosy stopped, but one, his skin was made brand new because he went a little bit further. See, he didn't just stand. See, the further you stay away from God, the less his power is going to have an effect on you. Because God's power is designed to bring you out of something to him. God, the whole purpose of God's power is so that he can have a relationship with you. The whole purpose that he moves his power on your behalf so that you can be close to him. See, his power comes in, cleans up the mess, and now you can come close to him. You don't have to worry about cleaning it up anymore because it's already done by the power. See, God expects Christians, when they get saved, to actually live holy. He actually expects Christians to live a sanctified life, a process of cleansing and setting apart. He actually expects Christians to abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. See, when he delivers you from death, he raises the standard of your living. You know, we have a standard of living. And a lot of companies give a cost of living raise. As prices go up, they might raise your pay 2 or 3 or 4%. But see, the same thing is true in Christianity. When God brings you out of sin, he raises up the standard. And it's not just by 3 or 4%. It's 100%. Because God expects you to actually love him with your whole heart, your whole soul, and all of your strength. And I haven't even gotten to the point one yet. But I want you to listen. You have faith now to access God's power. Why? Because I've told you ways from the Bible how others have accessed God's power. And God is no respecter of person, but he does respect faith. Wherever faith is, God will go with faith. And it doesn't matter, you know, when Jesus was going to Jairus, they were going to Jairus' house, but over here a woman had faith. Jesus went where the faith was. But then he still had enough for Jairus, amen? Why? Because Jairus had faith. So, God's power is within your reach. But you just have to access his power. You have to reach out. Why do we raise our hands in worship? Because we're reaching out to God. We need his power. Amen? We're saying, Lord, I can't do it on my own. Lord, I need your help. I surrender. Lord, I surrender. Take me captive, Lord. Take me captive, Lord. So God's power is seen in salvation. Romans 1:16 says, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to who? Them that believe. Do you need to believe to be saved? Absolutely. How does a person get saved? They can call upon the name of the Lord. They can confess with their mouth. They can believe in their heart. It's very simple. But did you know what? It's still faith. You know, having faith can simply mean just speaking what God said. Sometimes we make faith too complicated. I got to jump through three hoops, do two twirls, and stand on my head. No. You miss the simplicity of faith. Why are you making faith so complex? It doesn't take but a moment in a person's heart to decide what they're going to believe. And when you hear God's word on a matter, you have a choice. Are you going to believe it? And if you hear it, and if you believe it, then there's going to be certain actions that show what you believe. Okay? You cannot have faith without action is dead. So when people get saved, go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 18. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 18. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. I want you to see that right here today at Victory Christian Fellowship in Palmyra, Pennsylvania, whatever you need, you can access God's power to meet that need. Right here, right now. Because God likes to demonstrate himself. God is an audio God and a visual God. People believe because of what they heard and what they saw. And in 1 Corinthians 1 verse 18, let's go back up to verse 17. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words. You know what? If a preacher gets his words mixed up, that's okay. Because it's not about the words, really. It's about the anointing. I could polish up my words. I could choose the best words. I could go through the thesaurus. I could polish them up. But if I have no anointing, the words are empty. And you don't want to be in a war firing blank bullets. If you fire blank bullets at your enemy's not going to die. Come on. Too many Christians are firing blank bullets. Verse 18, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. Oh, why do I need to go to church? I can have church right here. Really? No. I'm just going to say this. Jesus bought the church with his blood. He is the head of the church. Didn't say he's the head of something else. He's the head of the church. Come on. If he bought the church with his blood, if he's the head of the church, I think that he thinks the church is pretty important. And the church is the people. And having church is when the people come together. Amen? Hebrews tells us, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together as you see the day approaching. I don't know if you realize it or not, but we're more closer to the end times than when we were last week. And if there was ever a time to come together and worship and praise God and hear the word of God and get so fired up, see, we're supposed to take what we get in here and share it out there. The preaching of the cross to them that perish is foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Man, it's the power of God. When he can take someone with a messed up mind and a messed up life and he can bring them out of that mess and change them and rearrange them and cause them to be productive, that's the power of God. Amen. Greatest display of God's power is when someone comes to the Lord. If you don't know the Lord today, you can know him. Jesus came so that he could be known. He wants everybody on this planet to know him. It is God's will that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. That's his heart. But there's a lot of people that aren't coming to the truth. You know, in the last days, the Bible says that there'll be perilous times. People will give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. There's a lot of people that are listening to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, and they're being led away from the truth. Slowly, methodically, subtly. See, the devil is subtle. He sneaks in the cracks. That's why you got to shore up your foundation. That's why we need to know the power of God. God has made it possible for every one of us to know and benefit from his power. To me, that's just so awesome. His power is seen in salvation. His power is seen in the resurrection. The same power that raised Christ from the dead is where? In us who believe. Now, if you don't believe, the power's not in you. You've got to believe in order for the power to get in you. Amen? Are you hearing me today? You know, go to Acts 14 with me for a minute. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Acts 14. This is my prayer when I preach. Verse 1. It came to pass in Iconium that they went both together into the synagogue of the Jews and so spoke. Underline that phrase, so spoke. You might say, they spoke in such a way. What did their speeching do? That a great multitude, everybody say a great multitude. Both of the Jews and the Greeks believed. I want people, excuse me, when I speak, I want great multitudes to believe. Because I'm not saying what I came up with. These are not the opinions of Doug Pishka. These are not the theories of me. These are the very words of God that I'm giving to you. These are scriptures. This is God's love letter to you. This is the living word of God. This is the bread of life. And whoever speaks the word of God, I believe that a great multitude is going to believe as a result. That they're going to repent and come to the knowledge of God. And we see God's power in miracles, signs, and wonders. God wants to do miracles, signs, and wonders in you and through you. He wants to use you to bring people from the dead, cast out devils, heal the sick. Did he say heal the sick if you feel like it? Did he say heal the sick if you want to? Now, he spoke that to disciples. Do we have any disciples in the house today? A follower of Jesus? A learner? He's talking to you. He wasn't just talking to the 12. It goes beyond the 12 because has his work changed? Do people still need to be saved? Do people still need to be healed? Do people still need to be delivered? Yeah, and I know people got devils, except in America they hide. In other countries, they show up, they manifest. But in America, they hide, they're sneaky. This is my devil, and no one's getting it out of me. I've become very familiar with this devil, and I like this devil. Come out in Jesus' name! You know, Fiona brought a good example. We were watching this program and this horse started charging and the guy just held up his hand like this and the horse just stopped right here. That's exactly what we need to do with the devil. Say this. Say, devil,
devil.
No more.
No more.
Are you going to mess with me?
Are you going to mess with me.
Because I'm going to mess with you.
I'm going to mess with you back.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Father, I thank you right now.
I thank you right now.
She accesses, I'm just praying for you right now. She accesses your power right now. Where she's sitting, in the name of Jesus, Lord, let the power of God come upon her to strengthen her, to restore her, to lift her up. Oh, he's the glory and the lifter of your head. You're about to be lifted up. You're about to be exalted in the name of Jesus. What the devil meant for evil, God's going to bring good out of it. I declare it so in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
And Father, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Fill him with faith and fire. Faith and fire. Faith and fire. Fire, 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 fire. Light him up, Lord. Light him up in Jesus' name. Touch him with your fire. Yeah, the fire is the power. Yeah, you're going to be like a locomotive. You're like a double-barreled shotgun that's loaded. Hallelujah. 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 Who else needs a touch, Lord? Who else needs a touch? Joy, joy, joy. Father, joy. I release joy. Ha, 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 ha. Joy, Lord. Joy unspeakable. So much joy that they can't even make out the words in Jesus' name. Joy. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Joy. Joy. Breathe on them, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Oh, joy is like medicine. A merry heart does good like medicine. Hallelujah. See, the devil tries to take your joy. We're not going to let him steal your joy in Jesus' name. Because if he can steal your joy, he can steal your strength. But Father, right now, I thank you that there his joy is protected and kept safe. In the name of Jesus. Father, I light the fuse of joy right now in Jesus' name. And it's going to explode like a Roman candle within your gut. Amen. It's going to go poof, poof, poof. Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord God. Father, I thank you for your healing power. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you, Father, that you strengthen her body in Jesus' name. Lord, I command every blockage to be loosed right now in Jesus' name by the power of God in Jesus' name. Father, touch her right now with your mighty grace in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Someone needs to be praising him in the house. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. God is good. His power is here. He's given you access to his power. His power can benefit you right now where you're sitting. Hey, Mike, come up here, please. Now, this testimony will inspire your faith. I feel like an inspiration is on you, brother.
Oh, bless God. Well, everyone may yes. know by now that my daughter is on Broadway, and she's been on Broadway yes. since about April. And the enemy has been attacking her voice and her throat. She's a singer. And we've been praying. She's had to go to specialists, naturalist doctor like Dr. Kathy, and they've done a lot of different things. But the insurance was not covering the payments. And the doctors in New York City are very, very, very expensive. and her production company did not pay for it. She had to pay about $2,000, maybe $3,000 just to go to a doctor, several doctors. She had to have surgery on her throat, going down and looking. Well, she's great. She's blessed. She's healed.
Hallelujah.
She's done a great job. They're even thinking about nominating her for some awards.
But she was facing a challenge.
I gotta tell you this. Because she was spending her money on her healing.
Yes.
She looked at her paycheck this week and said, you know what? I don't have enough money.
Yes.
Talking to her mom on the phone, what are we going to do? I said, believe God.
Yes.
Believe God.
Yes.
Don't worry about what the circumstances are. Don't worry about anything else. Let's believe God. Let's pray. And then something inside me just said, all right, start collecting the mail. We had mail all over the house because we've been gone for all week, and we had mail. We put it one place. We put it another place. And I had about 3 or 4 stacks of mail, and something inside me said, just collect all the mail. Get all the mail and start going through the mail. So I go through the mail, and I'm sitting there. Joyce is still on the phone. And I'm sitting there. I open up one envelope, check for $300.
Praise
I'm
God.
Like, glory
Hallelujah.
To God. And then
yes.
the next envelope I open, another check for $51. And I'm getting a little excited now. Just a little excited.
Yes.
And Joyce is saying, let me see the check. I said, wait a minute. No,
yes.
You can't see the check until I'm finished opening
yes.
up the rest of this mail. I'm telling you, we got stacks of mail. And I didn't notice these checks were coming in, and neither did my daughter, and neither did my wife. So now we got about $350. Next envelope I open up, boom, glory to God,
yes.
It was $1,000
check. Hallelujah.
$1,000 check. And I'm like, glory to God, let me go look for some more envelopes
yes.
here, because this is getting serious now. This is when
yes.
I saw that $1,000 check, I said, oh,
yes.
glory.
Yes. Ooh. Hallelujah.
So I start opening up some more. A $400 check. And I'm telling you, I just
Hallelujah.
This just took me to another
yes.
faith phase
yes.
in God. Because I could have got down, I could have been like, oh Lord. Yeah. Who am I going to borrow some money? How am I going to do this? I just said, look, God loves my daughter more than my wife and I
yes.
love her.
Yes.
God loves my daughter more than she loves herself. He's going to take care of her. Before it was all over, saints, I had $1,900.
Hallelujah.
Just from out of nowhere. $1,900. Oh, glory to God. I mean, we were shouting and praising the Lord, and I just thank God for it, because you never know. You never know how he's going to bless you. Just trust and believe
yes.
him and give him the glory for it.
Amen,
always.
Amen, amen.
No matter what the circumstance, no matter what situation you're in, give him the glory,
yes,
and he will push you through.
Yes.
He will give you what you need in order to get through. So I'm just praising God and thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Thank you. For that.
Now, he accessed God's power because the response to the problem was, he said, let's believe God. Father, because he's believed God, Father, I call provision on him in the name of Jesus. Father, touch him with the power of the Holy Ghost right now. Fill him up, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I guess you don't want God to do that for you because you're not too excited. Hallelujah. You know, when you get excited for someone else, God will do something for you. Hallelujah. Because we are connected. Now, let me leave you with these three things. Just three simple things of how you can tap into God's power. You want to know this? Number one, you must participate in God's plan. Most people don't benefit from the power because they stop following God's plan. I don't care what area, doesn't matter. When you get away from God, you're not following His plan, you're following your plan, and the power is not going to be there. You've got to participate with God's plan. Number two, you need to release your faith. Faith comes by hearing the word, but faith is released by the action you take with the word you heard. Amen? And that action could be just as simple as saying, believe God. You took that action, and God met. Number three, you need to trust and obey God, which includes your ability to recognize His voice and act on His instructions. How many would volunteer to get healed if you knew Jesus was going to spit in your eye? Ooh, I don't want Him to spit in my eye. Well, then stay blind. Listen, some spit is holy. You know, my friend, see, when I used to preach as an evangelist, I was even more fiery than what I am now. But see, I haven't lost that edge, amen? You got to keep it. My friend who traveled with me and we did a couple meetings together, he said he was going to get me a shirt. Said, spit happens. So, okay, you got to participate in God's plan. When you stop participating, you disqualify yourself. Number two, you got to release your faith. That is the action that you take. And you got to trust and obey God, which includes your ability to recognize His voice and act on His instructions. And you do those three things, and you will tap into God's power every time. Every time. You read through the Gospels, people did that. Now, if you're here today and you need a touch from God because the power is in His hands and His arm, He's here to touch you. He's here to reach out to you. He's here to hold you. If you've fallen, you've not fallen away from His reach. When Peter fell, when he started to sink in the water, Jesus was right there within reach. Amen? Your miracle is within reach today. Because God's power is here. If you need to be touched by God's power in any way, whether you need healing, doesn't matter. If you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence and speaking in tongues, God's power is here. Amen? By the way, we are a tongue-talking church. Just for information. Amen? We talk in tongues here. Because it feels good. Woo! It charges you. So, if you need prayer for anything today, now the ball's in your court. Maybe you need to know Jesus. Maybe you've been doing your own thing your own way, and you're tired of it. Well, now it's time to do it God's way. Surrender yourself fully and completely today. Today is the day of salvation. Amen? So if you need prayer today, God's power is here. So whatever you need prayer with, I want you to come up. And we're going to pray for you. We're going to lay hands on you. And God is going to touch you. Amen? Amen? And it's not about me. It's about God. Hallelujah. John never refuses prayer. Man, John is a fireball. Father, I just thank you, Lord, right now for touching him with your mighty power in the name of Jesus. Oh, we give you thanks and praise and glory. Thank you, Lord. We need some good music there, Mr. Les. Father, I just thank you right now for touching John with the mighty power of God. We release the power in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah. Hallelujah.
We wait for
Hallelujah.
You.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. You want to get on your knees?
We wait for
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father,
we wait for
I give you thanks and praise for touching him with your mighty power, creating him, Father, a mighty miracle in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Arise and walk. Hallelujah. Let's put you back up, okay, John? Come on. Hallelujah. Yeah. All right, you ready? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You on there? There you go. God's power is working in you, brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just wait on God for just a minute. Father, we thank you for your mighty power that will bring about a transformation and a change in Jesus' name. A transformation and a change. Those are words for you to grab a hold on to today in the name of Jesus. Transformation and change in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, release your power right now. Your strength, your might, your deliverance. Oh, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. It's the mighty anointing of God. Hallelujah. Sorobo kasandala mama mama mama. Father, in Jesus' name, authority, authority, let the power of God work in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Ha, 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 ha. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we release the power of God in the name of Jesus. Yes, yes. Oh, yes, Father, we wash him with the water of the word. Cleansed. In the name of Jesus. Free. In the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for the power of God. Fill him up, Father, with your power. In Jesus' name. Power of God. Hallelujah. Oh, we need the fullness of God. Amen. Fullness. 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 Lord, I thank you that he makes room for you in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, that you're stirring the water and the wind's about to go right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, Rabba Sitiya Rama Mama. Ha 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 ha. Oh, Rabba Sitiya Rama Mama. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for your complete work. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I call for strength. Strength, strength to rise up in Jesus' name. Strength to rise up. Oh, in Jesus' name. You're not done yet. Uh-uh. Not time to go home yet. There's some things you got to do. There's some promises you got to get a hold of. There's some lives that you need to touch and change in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, right now that you will open doors of opportunity. Let that be. Let that come to pass in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the mighty release of your power in Jesus' name. Breathe on her, Holy Spirit. Yes. Be whole. Daughter, your faith has made you whole. Yeah. Your Father God is saying, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Yes. Your faith. Your believing God. Your acting on what he said has made you whole in Jesus' name. be whole by the power of God. Oh, Rabakasandara mama mama mama. Oh yeah, you ain't seen nothing yet. Woo! Glory to God. Father, we release that anointing in the name of Jesus, a fresh and new anointing, Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, I give you thanks and praise. Yeah, like a fresh baked loaf of bread. You're going to rise to the top in the name of Jesus. You're going to begin to rise. Yes, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabakasandara Bakasanda. Hallelujah. Yeah.